Welcome to another episode of Creation World Presents DC's Multiverse, our companion show to Super Flash Arrow of Tomorrow, where we'll be discussing different incarnations of DC's properties. I am your host, Mara the Shark Watkins, and I am joined once again by my co-host, Sir Cuss-a-Lot Travis Pointer, aka the Dragon T King, aka Big T, aka T Money, aka Sweet T, aka Black Myrtle, aka HNIC.
How you doing?
I'm okay. I'm surviving.
good.
Episode, we will be discussing the DC Universe animated original movie, Death of Superman. Dun dun dun. Featuring Jerry O'Connell, Rebecca Romijn, Rainn Wilson, Rosario Dawson, Nathan Fillion, Matt Lanter, Shamar Moore.
Rainn Wilson
Moore.
Was in this? I didn't even know.
Lex Luthor.
Rainn Wilson played Lex Luthor? And now yeah. I hear it. Shit. Wow. Okay. I didn't even notice. That's great, though.
Matt
Always
Lanter.
Good to see Dwight and other shit, you know?
You know? And it suits him.
It did.
He would have made a better Lex Luthor than... what's his face? Mark Zuckerberg too.
Yeah.
But
was,
anyhow,
I feel like that was a poor choice in general though. So
it was. Shamar Moore and Matt Lanter. It's a lot of stars
yeah.
in one movie, but it's
Wait,
a great
who was
cast.
Shamar Moore? Was he Cyborg?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's dope.
Yeah, we got a big cast there, so let's get on into it from watching this. You know, I realized when I watched it, I had seen this in parts, I think, or had watched it before.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, oh, okay.
This is one, like, I thought I'd seen the movie before, but it turns out I hadn't. I had just read the comics. So, like, I have this graphic novel that has all the comics leading up to his death and everything that involved Doomsday until he died. And I'm like, I've seen this movie. No, I haven't seen the movie. And I watched it like, oh, I haven't seen this. Okay. It was interesting what was different and what was, you know, it's just different characters were in it and everything. It was cool. Like, they didn't have Supergirl in this, because in the comic books, Doomsday punches Supergirl and, like, her face melts off when he punches her. It's, like,
oh
fucking
my God.
Crazy. It's fucking bonkers. Like, he punches her face off. It's crazy.
I don't even realize what this movie was rated, but... I don't remember what this movie was rated.
Probably PG-13.
Yeah, because there is some blood and murder.
Yeah,
in it,
yeah.
So
I didn't hear any F words though. So
PG-13, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
We got a son of the bitch from Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
Some swearing. But anywho, so the movie opens with Superman saving the city as usual from
Inner Gang.
Shoot. Is that who that was? Because I know I had heard a name, but I totally blanked on writing it, which
that
is
was the group, yeah, Inner Gang.
And so it's a quick fight, you know, he's just like, I got this, and yeah. He wraps them up. We meet a character named Bobby Babowski, and it's a character that Superman has, I guess, saved.
Bibby, not Bobby.
Bibby, okay. Oh, autocorrect, probably. Because I remember it did that earlier when I wrote his name again. You know, they take a photo that Jimmy Olsen takes. Jimmy looks like a whole child in this.
Well, yeah, in the actual comic books, that's what Jimmy Olsen looks like. It's just in the show, they made him this, you know, made him something completely different.
An adult.
Supergirl. Yeah.
Okay. And in Smallville, he was an adult too. Like, we didn't meet Jimmy until after they were out of Smallville. You know, Superman calls the team to come help him clean up because he has to go somewhere.
And by the team, he just means the Flash. Flash, clean this shit up.
Yeah, like, get to it. Like, you'll have this done in like 5 seconds.
Yeah. And he's just clean up.
Right. It's like, why even be upset at it? Like, just be happy that you are needed this often.
Consistent work, man. Consistent work.
Yeah. Like, they keep you, like, they find you to be reliable and always have use for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, you know, he helps. But before he leaves, Cyborg finds, you know, pieces of alloy and armor that seem to be from Apocalypse, which is referring to their fight against Darkseid.
Yeah, yeah, mother boxes and shit. They had a mother box. They had little fucking armor that's from Apocalypse and shit. It's just, there's a whole lot of Doomsday shit, not Doomsday, Darkseid shit happening here. And how would they have all this? Doesn't make sense.
Right, it's just like, what the hell? But, so Victor states that, you know, due to the kinds of stuff that they're finding, he needs to go speak with his dad, who we get the impression does not have a great relationship in this version either.
Yeah, they don't get along. It's just a thing.
Universal.
It's no matter what the universe, no matter anywhere in the multiverse, Cyborg and his pops are not on good terms.
I get it. I too would be very upset if I was turned into a walking weapon.
I mean, if it was that or die, I think I'd be okay with it.
Touché. It's just the lack of consent for me.
Well, I mean, you can't really get consent when somebody's on death's door and unconscious, you know?
I know. There's clauses and little asterisk marks to all of it. I get it.
I mean, I'm just saying, if I was dead, there's no way I'm letting my son die if I have the power to save him by any means necessary. So,
I get it.
And I think his father feels the same way. I'll let him be mad at me. Like, it's just that simple.
So, you know, Victor takes off. Superman takes off. And we get this line from The Flash where he says, man, I'm going to go join the Titans. And then he starts asking about an age limit. And I started wondering, is there an age limit for the Titans?
I don't know, because it depends on what
universe.
Yeah.
What part of the Titans, multiverse
you're looking at. Yeah.
In Titans, they're all adults.
Yeah. Mostly all adults except for Raven and Beast Boy. But yeah, they're all adults there. And then Teen Titans, they're all teenagers.
You know, so I don't know.
Yeah. We'll see.
But since he said Titans, I think it's just kind of like, maybe adults.
Maybe.
We find out that Superman has an arrangement to meet up with Lois to show her some of the Kryptonian tech that they have. Which, you know, then lets me remember that Lois at this point doesn't know that Clark is Superman.
Interesting way that they chose to go about it in this, because in the comics at this point she already knew. So it was just like, I like the story they told there, though. It makes sense for her to, like, you know, find out this side of him, because then it makes sense for her to be as broken up as she is, because he's just not really getting to know who he really is, and then he's taken from her. So it's, you know, I like it.
This is good. You know, he shows her the last son of Krypton's nanny, but then it shows projections over that will have information about his mom and dad, so that she can also learn more about Kryptonians.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then so after the interview, we see that, or exclusive, or peek at whatever it was, Lois goes back to the Daily Planet and we see that she is with Clark, but it's in secret because they're still working together.
But she's turned on by Superman and then goes to Clark to...
Word. I was like, she gets jealous of Superman's fans. And then I was like, oh, but she's with Clark. And I'm just like,
Yeah, and then she's all over. Like, you're always, you know, you get so hot after you see him and shit. And like, should I be jealous? And she was like, I think it's the tights. But I'm like, I'll get some tights. And it just leads me to like, yo, this is so weird. It's just so weird. And if I'm Clark, I know it's weird for him too. She's like, she's really turned on by me, but she's not turned on by me.
Like, just... You know what it reminds me of? The way that Jennifer's going about the, or JJ's going about her stuff with Uriah, with Lightning. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, sis, what? Why are you forcing? And she's forcing it too, which makes it worse.
Well, that's different with her because he like actually likes her, and she's just doing the Lightning thing just because she's being weird. Because
she's forcing it into this place like of, well, I only like him as Lightning. And it's like, what?
Yeah.
But anywho, back to this. So you know, Lois and Clark are talking, and she mentions that they have a trip to the Hamptons coming up, where Clark is seemingly about to cancel. Ooh,
study.
And then she's just like, what the fuck? I can never get time off. And now you just gonna cancel. And he was like, well, my parents are coming to town. And typically, and here I thought he was going to be like for you to meet them. So I know we're not going to the Hamptons, but I would like for you to be a part of their visit. And he does not. He actually tries to dissuade her from wanting to meet them. And it's just like, sis, it's not looking good right now.
She sensed that same thing too. She was like, oh well, I mean, I can tell when somebody doesn't like me, so I'm gonna just be on out, you know.
To which he changes up his tune.
It's like, oh shit, my bad, she gonna stop riding my dick if I don't do this. Come meet the parents.
So he's nervous about it, but he gives in and he goes, okay. So then Cyborg and Superman are meeting with Dr. Stone, his father, and they're talking about the materials, the hours that they found. And they were saying, so the assistant, or I didn't really catch what his title was, comes in and he's wearing a Superman shirt. And I was just like, this dude has a Superman heart on.
He's important, though.
Is he?
He is. Ah. Mr. John Henry Irons is very important.
John Henry Irons, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You'll see in the next movie.
Gotcha.
He matters.
So they confirm that the armor is from Apocalypse and such, and you know, Dr. Stone makes a comment that, dang, Victor, it's almost stronger than you. They deduce that, you know, Lex is involved and clearly. Lex has access to these kinds of things. And it's just like, why did you guys need research to figure this out? The fact that you couldn't purely identify it at first should have told you, yeah, this is weird. This is probably Lex.
Probably Lex, yeah. It's just, okay, so what's going on here? Okay, so mother box shit. It wasn't them. It was Lex. Like, it's just that simple. Like,
all doors point to Lex. Like, let's skip the bullshit.
Honestly, the default should be Lex. By the way, I meant to mention this in the beginning, too, when you were talking about Superman taking down, you know, Inner Gang just because it was just, like, you know, easy work for him. In a world where these superheroes exist, it's just so surprising to me that, you know, normal criminals still exist. Like, how are you somebody who's not superpower trying to commit crimes? Like, how is that what you think you can do
right in
a world where Superman, in the same city as Superman, by the way? It'd be different if you lived like maybe on the other side of the country or something from him. There's like, he's not like, you know, in your immediate vicinity.
Patrolling that city.
Yeah. But you live in Metropolis. Really? You ain't got no powers.
And you're thinking like, let me rob this bank real quick.
What? What? Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry. It's just odd to me.
No, I get it. It's like when new criminals coming to Gotham. It's like, why?
Well, we fool. Like, we got the Joker, we got Two-Face, we got the Riddler, we got, you know, Mr. Freeze,
Penguin.
Hey, you want to come?
Here you come, want to rob banks?
Yeah, like, nigga, sit down.
Somewhere. Or hold up a store. Like, what? You better stop for Batman come over here and pummel your face in thinking you got like superpowers.
Yeah, yeah. Unless so you work this, for somebody else that's higher up like that, you need to just sit down somewhere.
You know? So after this, Superman goes to see Lex and exchange words, just like, whatever the fuck you're doing, fucking stop it. Basically. It's pretty much the gist of that conversation.
He's on house arrest, by the way.
Yeah. House West.
Yeah, yeah. But apparently he can just leave when he wants to, though, because he can go to the funeral. Anyway, but go ahead.
You know, like, I don't understand. What are the terms of this house arrest?
It's a good question. Because he was leaving all throughout the movie, too. But, like, he was in public for the funeral. But, like, he was leaving all the time.
Yeah. Probably because of his help trying to help. So then we're in space and we have like these astronauts and they're working on astronauty stuff. And then we hear Hank Henshaw is in this group of people.
Yep.
All of a sudden some wormhole or whatever the fuck opens up in space and shit comes out of it.
Mm-hmm. Hank Henshaw. He matters.
You know, Hank Henshaw, I know. And he starts talking about how great Superman is. I'm assuming Superman has saved him once before.
Probably.
And I mean personally, because I feel like anytime Superman saves the city or the world, he's saved everyone at least once.
Yeah.
You know, it also just seems like Hank has a hard on for Superman, but I was like, whatever, I get it.
This is Hank Henshaw the way Hank Henshaw is supposed to be, not the way they did it in Supergirl. Anyway, but go ahead.
Yeah. So we find out that Lex sneaks out while he's still in house arrest. And he goes to some lab where he starts berating his employees because, of course, he owns this building. All of a sudden, Henshaw is told about the unidentified debris coming their way. And they quickly try to get back into their ship so that they can skedaddle. And they all find out about the asteroid heading towards Earth. And he makes some weird ass comment. Who the fuck calls an asteroid pregnant?
Yeah, that was weird. That was weird. I didn't understand it either, but okay. Why is that what you choose to use? Like, what? Okay.
Like, what the dude sitting down said was perfectly fine. Like lumpy, like out of sorts, but it's like pregnant.
You know, Lex is fucking weird. Who knows?
How the fuck he gets bullied? He says shit like that. Like, this is why you get bullied, Lex.
Oh, that was weird. You there?
Yeah, that was weird. Yeah. What happened?
I have no idea.
Okay. What was the last thing you heard?
This is why you get bullied, Lex.
Okay, so you didn't miss anything. So we're back to Henshaw and this team, along with his wife, in their ship. And he's just talking about, you know, Superman's going to save us. Don't worry. We'll be fine. You know, all this faith. Shit gets hit. Niggas get sucked out of the ship, and it's a bad time for Hank's wife and the rest of his team. They're dead.
Yeah.
They are very dead.
Yeah. Doesn't end well.
Yeah. The asteroid meteor, you know, blows right through the ship. We don't know what happens to Hank. I'm assuming he's dead. Don't think so because he's important. Because it's like, I don't know. Everything blew up. So who knows? Logic.
Wait for you to watch the next movie. And I just realized I haven't seen that one either. I've only read the comics. So it's just like, I'm excited for it too.
So we go to Superman and Wonder Woman. You know, they're fighting, they're in a quick battle. And Superman, and they're talking about it's how important it is to use their code names. And Wonder Woman calls out Superman for his weird relationship with Lois, because it's like, you call Lois by her first name, but does she know your first name?
And that, so, it was cool here too, seeing they playing off of like where they were in the comic books at the time this movie came out, like with the whole Rebirth and everything and New 52 and everything and all that. Like they were going from New 52 into Rebirth at this time. So it was like at that point they had Superman and Wonder Woman together or getting together, you know? And yeah. So it was like, oh, okay. I see they acknowledge that. That's cool.
They were like, yeah, we had a weird relationship too.
Yeah, yeah. But you can tell that because they had Wonder Woman in the New 52 costume and everything. So it was, yeah.
Okay. But so Lex has a bunch of scientists travel down into the ocean once the meteor has hit into the, once it's landed, I guess, or hit, whatever. They come across Atlanteans, and then all of a sudden they hear, like, I think heart beating or heavy breathing. So they go to sea, and then all of a sudden the Atlanteans are getting the fuck slaughtered.
Yeah, just fucked all slaughtered.
Like arms floating all over the place. And then next thing you know, the scientist has his head ripped through the,
the windshield, the glass,
the sub, whatever the vehicle that they are in. And it was like, damn, they are dead. We get pushed over to a meeting with the League, talking about their budget that was apparently that they're over with electricity. So they said the government pays for theirs. I would rather them pay for mine, though.
Well, you know, next time you save the world from Darkseid, I'm sure you can put in, you know, have them pay your light bill.
Just put it as like a quick expense, like a reimbursement request.
Exactly, exactly. That's the only way the government will give a shit about you.
Got you. That makes sense. I'll have to get on that then, damn.
Yeah, yeah. Step one, get superpowers. Step two, save the world from a superpowered supervillain.
Well, I'm still waiting for this vaccine to fully kick in after the 2 weeks, so see if my powers develop then.
You got your second dose?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not due for my second dose until the first, but yeah.
Hey, it's almost there.
I got the first one. It was weird though, because I like, you know, like side effects. I'm like, it was a little sore when they first did it, but nothing really.
Yeah, that's all I got. I just had some arm pain. It just sucked. The arm pain sucked.
Worse on the first or the second one?
It was worse the first time.
Interesting.
I couldn't raise my arm right for
2 days. Pfizer or Moderna?
Pfizer.
Oh, I got Moderna.
Probably where I fucked up.
I listened to my sister, the nurse. She said get Moderna, so I got Moderna.
I just got whatever was available that was not Johnson.
Makes sense. Makes sense. Stay away from Johnson and Johnson. So, like, y'all stick to baby powder. Y'all stay over there.
They can't even do that right.
I know. But I'm saying stick to that and get that right first. Work on your baby powder.
Right. Fix that shit first. Anywho, back to the death of Superman.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about Superman right now. You're right.
So, the League's talking about their budget. They're having a meeting the next week, and Batman discusses how he can't be there because he's going to meet a headmaster for a boarding school.
For Damian.
Private school for Damian.
Yeah. It's interesting. Like, once again, this is, you know, how this is falling from where they are in the comic books. They're using that, which makes sense because in the comic books when this came out, Damian wasn't a thing yet.
Yeah, I was like, it's nice to know where they're aging or like setting the time period for
It's cool.
The characters. You know, the team cracks some jokes about like trying to picture Batman at a meeting.
PTA meeting. Yeah.
Right. Like, just imagine him on the board talking about, like, the upcoming bake sale.
Yeah, good fun.
You know, I realize this is the Flash we have here is like classic Barry, where he talks a lot. He just makes a lot of jokes.
Mm-hmm.
But then, so he talks about getting married the following week to Iris. And Superman starts to inquire about, does Iris know about Barry's true identity? And they were like, of course, you can't just like not tell them that. Especially if like you're trying to
marry if you're getting married, person. Then yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know, the team kind of talks to Clark about the benefits of, you know, telling their loved ones so that they're aware and such, but also like you have someone in your corner.
Notice though, nobody asked Batman. Because Batman would have been like, nah.
Like, nah, Damian doesn't even know who I am.
And he's Robin.
Right. Yo, you know there's a show like that? Not to take this too off of topic. There's this cartoon that Luna likes on Netflix called The Miraculous Adventures or something like that of Ladybug and Cat Noir. And it's about these two teenagers who live in France, but they're superheroes. And the funny part is that they're friends in real life, but they are also the superheroes, but they don't know that each other is the superhero. And this in their superhero, so in their superhero version, they don't know who they are outside of it.
Hmm. Interesting.
It's so funny.
Speaking of Netflix, Jupiter's Legacy, it's good.
I'll give it a chance.
Yeah, yeah. I watched the first episode today on my lunch break, and I'm like, I'm in.
I started the Irregulars, but I'm still only in the first episode, so.
I haven't started that yet. That's on my list.
Maybe I'll watch that with you, because I have no one to watch that shit with.
What? The Irregulars?
Yeah, because okay. Logan, I think, already watched it.
Okay. We'll discuss.
Yeah. But anywho, back to Superman again. Yeah, so, you know, Clark clearly is thinking about whether or not he wants to tell Lois mm-hmm. about his secret. And then, you know, we go to dinner with Clark, his parents, and Lois. You know, nervous time. Mama Kent and Papa Kent are telling old stories about Lois. And Lois is like, I don't even recognize these attributes of Clark that you're talking about.
I mean, stories about Clark.
Yeah.
He said stories about Lois.
My bad. Stories about
I'm like, Clark. Wait, they don't know stories about Lois? Okay, I got you. Or do they? Shit, who the hell knows what they know?
Right? They're telling stories about Clark, and Lois realizes that the way that they're describing Clark doesn't sound like the Clark that she's been seeing. Mm-hmm.
Well, she doesn't know the farm boy, you know? She only knows the reporter, so.
City guy. Mm-hmm. So she realizes how little she knows about Clark, and you know, when it's time to go, this is when I realized I've seen this before, because I was like, I've seen this argument before. And you know, she leaves, but clearly she's like, you know, she's in this kind of like, I need some space kind of thing, because you obviously like are not getting it.
Yeah.
And she leaves. Meanwhile, you know, Arthur, aka Aquaman, is overseeing where the meteor landed and the killer of his fellow Atlanteans emerged from. And they don't really discuss much, but they show them looking to see what they can find, but it's not there. Clark and his
some
mom.
Big ass feet is what we see. We see this thing has some big fucking feet.
Yeah. It's a scary motherfucker. That's what it seems like.
See on the beach, like you see the footprints, like you got some big feet.
Hey. Big feet.
Exactly.
But
what that means big shoes.
It's gonna cause a lot of destruction. when he steps on the scene.
Yeah, yeah, with his big feet. But I'm sorry, go ahead. What were you saying? What else? We said Clark something?
What? Clark and Mama can't talk about Clark thinking about telling Lois about his identity, and she supports it. She's like, I like Lois, and you deserve someone special in your corner. Which I agree with. I mean, she's not wrong. Mm-hmm. He just needs to be careful about who he tells.
Yeah.
That's really just it.
Don't be telling everybody. Like, don't let everybody know that you know, about your secret identity. Because, you know, you don't want to Oliver Queen this shit where just everybody knows you who you are. Because that was, you know.
Everybody knew.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, they had this whole thing, like, everybody knows who he is now. I'm like, man, everybody knew already. Like, it was ridiculous. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead. We're not talking about Arrow.
No, it's okay. But it's still part of DC, so it still pertains to this show.
It tracks. You're right.
You know? Yeah, we get some girl being terrorized by a bear at what I assume is a campsite, because why would there be a bear anywhere else but a campsite? She's saved from the bear, but then she is also murdered by the monster that killed the bear.
Doomsday.
We haven't gotten named yet, so don't be jumping ahead. I also wanted to point out, I am so loving that Cat Grant is black in this.
Yeah, that's fun.
It makes me wish that they kind of had stuck with that and then did that in Supergirl.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't get me wrong, I like, was that Calista Flockhart or whatever her name is?
I don't know her name.
Whatever her name is for right now. I mean, I like her. It's just that I would have so loved to see her played by a sassy black woman. Yes, Calista Flockhart.
Yeah, you got to think about who would it be, though? Who would you cast as Cat Grant in Supergirl now? You got to think around that age, who do you think it would be? Who are you picturing? Vanessa Williams? You like that one?
Vanessa Williams. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Could that work? Yeah, I think that could work. Gabrielle Union, think that could work? No, she don't have enough
bite. No, she don't yeah.
Bite. You're right.
I'm sitting here trying to think, like, yeah, it's kind of just like she's it wouldn't nice. Come off as sassy enough for like snippy snap sassy.
Yeah, she's
like, I'm trying to get the story. She doesn't strike me like that.
Yeah, yeah. I never watched Being Mary Jane, but I think that's who she was supposed to be in that show, but I never saw it, so I haven't seen her do that.
Gotcha. Yeah, so and that's one of those things that was on my list too, now that that's over, right?
I think so.
Yeah, so now I can watch it in peace. I would say if Vivica wasn't killing it on 911, maybe her.
I love me some Vivica Fox.
It's mom right there.
Yeah. I'm sorry. What?
Anywho, when we're seeing Lois and Kat talk about the evening before meeting Clark's parents, we get a funny line from Lois. Don't you have a Wayne or a Kardashian you could be chasing? And it just tickled me funny that they brought in the real world reference into the movie.
Yeah, yeah. And combined it with the comic shit. So it was like a Wayne or a Kardashian. Like, it's just like they're on the same level here.
Right. Like essentially, like, you could catch them at the same social event. You know, Clark asks Lois to talk during lunch, whenever that comes up for her, but then he all of a sudden is called by the Justice League. And Diana tells Clark about activity that's happening nearby, which lets us know that our said monster friend is getting closer. But she tells Clark, you're not necessary right now, though. We're good. I just wanted to let you know what was going on. We see Monster in a green suit or as I was naming him, dude in the green suit, and he's just fucking shit up. These cops think that they blow him up, and turns out no, he didn't, and he murked the shit out of that black cop for no reason.
I mean, they tried to blow him up. What do you mean, no reason?
I'm just saying.
I mean, they tried to blow him up.
Because he's destroying everything.
Okay, but you said he tried to murk the cop for no reason. Now, he murked the cop because the cops tried to blow him up.
I meant, like, brutally.
I mean, that's the only way he does anything. So, you know, if you only know one way to be.
It's nonsensical. But anywho, yeah, he kills those cops, but what can you do? Hawkman comes in and starts getting the upper hand, but then gets the daylights punched out of him.
Mm-hmm.
And then Green Lantern's like, yo, I eat niggas like this for lunch.
Came in with the ring.
And then he starts drilling him into the ground, and then also gets beat the fuck up.
Yeah, for those of you who are like D&D players out there, he tried to cast Hold Person and Doomsday said, fuck that shit, passed that constitution saving throw. So, you know, didn't work out.
Yeah. So then he's like punching on him and
yes, I think very Hold Person's the constitution save. I could be wrong. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Super nerd moment right there. And I'm go ahead.
That was a super nerd moment.
Yeah.
You know, Barry checks in, and he's hitting him with Hawkman's mace thingy, and then
also wisdom. It's a wisdom save. Sorry, it's a wisdom saving throw.
Gotcha.
Anyway, go ahead. I know.
Everyone keeps like, you know, hitting at him, breaking down the suit just a little bit by little. Batman finally, you know, put some bombs on him and blows up some more of the suit. And he calls for backup. Meanwhile, Lex is meeting with someone called Daphne Donovan to check on something that he's researching or growing. Looks like people.
Something in that lab is very important.
Someone is very important in that lab.
Mm-hmm.
You
know who that is?
I'm going to assume that's Superboy, right?
Yeah.
That was the only thing I could assume, because I'm assuming that these things are being made of genetic material from Superman.
Mm-hmm.
And also being combined with Lex's, which is how you get Superboy.
Yup.
You throw in a little bit of Chemical X. Thus, Superboy was made! Anywho, I was like, whatever they are creating look hideous so far. There is one that kind of looks human, but we don't see his face. Batman, back at the battle, breaks more through the suit while Lois and Clark are meeting for lunch. Clark finally tells Lois that he is Superman, and she hysterically laughs until he takes his glasses off, and he says, really look at me. And she's just like, whoa. Which is fucking ridiculous. The fact that he had to say, really look at me. But anywho, while he's trying to tell her, he's being called away. Oh no, while he's trying to tell her, Lois gets called by Jimmy that he's being sent to pick her up because of shit that's happening close to Metropolis. And Clark tells Lois that he loves her. Yeah. We're back at the battle. Cyborg gets his arm ripped off, and I'm just like, damn, that must hurt. Martian Manhunter gets set on fire. What the actual fuck? Diana, I love this part because I love seeing Diana fight by herself in any of the things. Mm-hmm. It's always kick ass.
Except for when she gets her ass kicked.
Yeah, because then he dead broke her sword and then started beating the fuck out of her.
Yeah.
Before he could finally kill her, Superman laser beams him out of the way. But then we also find out that the monster can also shoot lasers out of his eyes. Lois names the monster Doomsday. Roll credits. Boom. We're out.
I mean, Cisco's not here to name him, so, you know, somebody had to do it.
Yep. But that was it. That was the end of the movie. So we've gotten Doomsday. So Lex is watching what's happening, and he's trying to figure out who the fuck would send something like this and it not be me. So the fight switches locations to a nearby bridge with bumper-to-bumper traffic.
That gives you the whole laser eyes. Gives you a hint as to where Doomsday came from. But
go ahead. Krypton!
Yeah.
Krypton always just be doing it to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what's wrong with y'all? What was y'all thinking?
Yeah.
Whatever. Doomsday fucks up the bridge.
I hate that that show didn't continue because they were like doing some real cool shit.
Krypton?
Mm-hmm. Mm. It was pretty dope, but oh well.
I'm still going to watch it. I'm going to give it a chance just because I want to see how it was.
Yeah, the show itself is good. It's just it's going to end and you're going to be disappointed because it's over because they didn't.
There's no resolution.
Yeah.
Trust me, after watching Girlfriends for the second time around, can't make it worse than that.
Full House.
Full or Fuller?
Full.
I don't know if I ever saw the end of it.
There was no real end of it.
Well, I mean, whatever that... Oh.
Like, if I remember right, the last episode was like the one when Michelle lost her memory. Then she got it back at the end, and that was it. And then no more Full House.
And then that was it.
Yeah. Then Fuller House happened, and we never saw Michelle again.
Because she was doing whatever. I still haven't watched that either, so.
It's only great if you remember Full House and loved Full House. Anyway, go ahead. Finish what you were saying.
I did love Full... I mean, I did enjoy Full House. I haven't watched it straight through in so long because I only watched it when I just caught it. I don't know. I don't remember if I watched it like when it would come on every day because I doubt it because it ended in 95. So I was three.
It was on in syndication though. And I watched it regularly every evening at 5 and 5:30. Anyway, finish what you were saying. I'm sorry. We weren't here to talk about Full House.
Where did I leave off? Oh yeah, Doomsday fucks up the bridge that they're fighting on because Superman finally gets to wrap him around something, but it's Doomsday and this nigga is upgrading himself in real fucking time for however he is able to do that. We see this dumb kid lose his game and then go for the game. Idiot. Look,
kids are dumb.
And he is saved last minute by Superman. So Superman goes back, starts fighting Doomsday again, and he is getting fucked up in real time. Martha and Jonathan are watching in horror and sadness because that's their son.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine watching your kid just get their ass thoroughly whooped and you can't do shit about it?
No.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Imagine as another kid, you know, a little bit bigger than Luna, but like still like equivalent to Luna, just whooping the shit out of Luna. You got to just sit there and watch it happen.
I couldn't.
Exactly.
Because I'd probably try to fight that little kid.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, they can't try to fight that little kid because that little kid is like, you know, has superpowers that can laser beam their heads off. So
there is that. Jimmy and Lois are in the chopper following, you know, because they're news people.
The chopper!
Wrong series, wrong universe.
It doesn't matter what universe, you can always say, get in the chopper!
You know, the chopper gets fucked up and Superman saves them. Lois tells him, yo, don't go back, it's okay. And it's like literally like, bitch, you literally named him Doomsday. No, it's not. It's really, if Clark is just like, well, fuck it. That's That's it for y'all. It's over.
Pretty much.
I was like, don't say that shit. I was like, you don't understand the magnitude of the situation, Lois, because you want to get your rocks off later.
Like, this thing right here is destroying Superman. All right? Like, Superman. Like, the thing is, I think, like, the idea of him getting his ass whooped like that isn't really hitting on them because they haven't seen Superman use his full strength ever. So they don't realize how powerful Superman is. And to see him as powerful as he is, getting his ass thoroughly whooped like that should make everybody immediately shit themselves.
Right?
Hey.
I would be like, well, I guess this is it for us.
Basically. I will say, I'm not going to say I was disappointed in the fight, but there wasn't as much nuance to the fight in this movie as there was in the comics, because it was just like, for a long time, like in the comics, it was talking about how Superman wasn't really able to like hurt him at all until he realized that those, like, you know, protruding like blades or whatever coming out of his face and stuff were actually really are part of his skeleton. So he could use that to actually hurt him, you know? And yeah. Like slowly figure out how to cause real damage to him. And even the final blow really wasn't like, you know, I get it, but it didn't hit the way
head turn. Yeah.
It didn't hit the way it hit in the comics. It was just like, it showed them in the comics both hitting each other with a final blow at the same time, because it was just like they both were like basically both spent, and they both came in like, we're going to end this right here, right now. Everything we got to this last blow. And it was just like, and they both went down, but they did what they could with, I guess, with the movie. I don't know. It didn't hit the way it hit in the comics with me.
It feels. But so he goes back to the fight, and then Doomsday attempts to try to kill Lois because she's throwing rocks at him.
Because that made sense.
Right. And she tells him that she loves him and... Da, 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 da. Oh wait, no. Almost kills Lois, and then Superman clocks him with this construction cylinder, and then proceeds to get the shit beat out of him again. Before Jimmy and Lois are almost killed again, and then Lex shows up in his super suit. You all right?
Oh, okay. Nah, that's just a shitty car. Okay.
Oh, I was like, what is that tapping sound?
Okay, so you could hear it too. Okay.
Yeah. Lex comes out in his super suit, and Lex talks a lot of shit, and then Doomsday gets the upper hand on him. So it's just kind of like, nigga, shut up.
Go sit down somewhere. Like,
you know,
I'm supposed to win. It's not how it's supposed to go. Yeah, well, you ain't like, shit. Like, you think right. You're some shit, but you ain't shit.
You're not super. You're just stupidly intelligent. Clark saves Lex before, or Superman saves Lex before Doomsday splatters him into a wall. Lois tries to save Superman from Doomsday by throwing a rock at him. And Doomsday is like, bitch, did you just throw a rock at me?
Yeah.
And as he's about to, you know, kill her, she tells Superman she loves him. And Clark zooms at him, defeating Doomsday, but also stabs himself by accident. And so he dies in Lois's arms.
Yeah. And this is why I found this very unsatisfactory, because it was just like, it felt like Doomsday didn't really land that blow, you know? It was just, it just kind of happened because of the way that
Superman he happened to be standing. Yeah.
So it was just like, I guess. Okay.
Anywho, there's a funeral after everyone watched Superman die on TV. Mama and Papa can't get too close to the funeral because they have no relation to Superman.
Yeah.
That sucks. Because that means they can't have a funeral for Clark.
But Lex is there. He can be all up in there and give a speech and shit.
It's dumb. You know, and during that whole jerk-off speech he gave, he talks about how he will miss his drop-ins from Superman and the knowledge that he would bestow upon him. I was like, you mean the threats he made against you, my guy? That if you didn't stop your fuck shit, he was gonna whoop your ass?
Yeah.
You know, Bibi Lebowski does a prayer or does like says some words about Superman and the legacy that he'll leave behind. But then we see that Doomsday's body is at Star Labs and Lex wants them to hand it over to LexCorp and Project Cadmus. And they're just like, fuck that. Fuck all that shit.
Yeah, we're not doing that, bro.
But then all of a sudden, the ship in the lab fucking goes. It just leaves.
Like, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Clark's memorial is opened up like Jesus's tomb 3 days on Easter.
I sure did. I watched it. I'm like, he is risen.
From the dead. And his memorial is open and his casket is empty. And you see in the sky what looks like a figure of Superman. And he takes off. Roll credits.
Looks like a figure of Superman.
Yes. And I was like, roll credits. But then you get a mid-credit scene in a lab. You see someone you see a broken container and someone in a red suit take a lab coat. Gotta be Superboy.
Mm-hmm.
We get another post-credit scene or mid-credit scene, someone forging a Superman logo, and then a mid-credit scene in the Arctic, the fortress is building, and we see Superman, or what looks like a Superman. And then in the mid credit, Cyborg Superman, who is Hank Henshaw.
Yeah, the actual Cyborg Superman.
Yes.
Unlike that and shit they did on Supergirl, that was just like, why'd you even bother trying that?
I'm dead. And then so that was Death of Superman. This will be followed by Reign of the Supermen,
mm-hmm.
which I guess we will do next.
Yeah, we got to, you know.
It only makes sense.
Got to meet Cyborg Superman. You got to meet, you know, Superboy, you know, and the Eradicator and Steel, you know, all of them, the Supermen. It's going to be pretty dope. Some of my favorite shit that's ever happened in comic books.
So yeah, that was Multiverse for this episode of Multiverse. Good. We don't have a Facebook group for this one, but it pertains to Super Flash Arrow of Tomorrow, so you can always yuck it up with us there, and that is facebook.com/group/Super Flash Arrow of Tomorrow. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Mara the Shark. That's MaraDashark. Where can they find you, Travis?
Instagram and Twitter at Sir_CussALot. That is at SIR_CUSSALOTT.
We also have our own Twitter, or we have our own social media for Creation World, and that's at the Creation World. That's THECRETIA. Great. See, yep, I'm already spelling it wrong. Travis, please tell him the links.
Oh my God. It is at The Creation World at THECRETIA World.
We can't tell you how to spell world. We've been forbidden to do it.
Yeah. Forbidden. If you don't know how to spell world, get a goddamn dictionary, get your life together.
Feel free to subscribe to our YouTube, because we still want you guys to subscribe to the YouTube, even though we see you guys interacting with the YouTube.
Yeah, do it. Subscribe. Just hit the subscribe button. Like, you're there already. Just hit subscribe when you're there. Just
tap. We're not even asking you to turn on notifications. Just hit subscribe.
Yeah, you don't have to ring the bell. Just hit subscribe. I know everybody says hit subscribe and ring that bell. For right now, I'm okay with you just hitting subscribe.
Right. The worst that happens is we show up on your homepage every once in a while.
And we give you fun stuff. So, you know, why wouldn't you want us on your homepage?
We're a fun time. And half the time, one of us or both of us or all of us are really fucked up. So.
It's how we operate.
Exactly. And just when you think about, when you do hit that subscribe, just remember that we are also the number one Arrowverse podcast on Pornhub.
We are. Number one.
Number one. Number one. But yeah, that was it for this episode. Feel free to interact with us in the comments because this is fun. I think I got everything. We'll catch you next time on Multiverse. Bye.
Peace.